The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kathy Barnett, my buddy.
Hey, Kathy, how you doing?
Is she there?
Hey, I'm Kathy. Doing thank you. Can you guys hear me?
We yes. hear you now. We're like a phone commercial.
Okay, great. I know. Can you guys hear me okay? The connection good?
I think so.
Yeah, I think
so. Yep. We were just talking about a lot of us are off next week. You'll be in 10 to noon all next week. So thank you, my friend, for giving me a little time
Absolutely.
Off. And as well to Dan. And
we love you, Dawn.
Love you back. So we wanted to promote that fact that you'll be here next week, Kathy, and then as well promoting this weekend coming up because you're always busy.
Yes, right. There's a lot going on. I mean, it's like you can't even digest what just happened before you're flooded and overwhelmed with something new. So I'm sure you've been talking about the New York City mayoral race and Mamdani.
Mamdani, right? Mamdani.
Okay. I'm gonna go with you.
Mamdani.
I have no idea. It looks like Mamdani. But nevertheless, a very radicalized Muslim.
Well, the funny thing was, first of all, you got Dan Borowski in your brain, so you're thinking Dan. But the funny thing is, I don't know if it was on purpose or not, but everybody was saying his name differently. So it was hard to figure out. And I think over the years, he himself has pronounced his name differently and had different accents to boot.
Yes.
Okay.
You know?
Yes. But you know what? I mean, it really is an American thing, and we can do better. I remember when I was out there with Vivek Ramaswamy
yes.
to get people to say that. Vivek's name was slaughtered. Mm-hmm. But we came up with, you know, interesting, cute little ways to get people to remember. And then, of course, now people do. And so people will eventually learn Mamdani thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Eventually, right? But in the meantime, you know, don't be bullied or intimidated. Say it however you feel it, and we will figure it out later on.
I mean, here's an example of the accent.
Being here when I'm 7 years old, is there different parts of my life?
Mm. Worldwide tour is a worldwide tour is a worldwide tour.
Hey, hey.
Mamdani.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
And by the way, he always promotes that he was born in Uganda, but when he was very young, he moved to like Cape Town, South Africa, where they don't have that accent, and then moved to the States at the age of 7. So it's like, come on with the accent.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, come on. You know, what we really need to come on is the fact that America, we need to take a long, hard look at ourselves, not only our immigration laws and how people are immigrated here and become U.S. citizens here and where their allegiance lie and the fact that we don't really require people to assimilate to our culture. We are not Iran. We are not China. We are not Russia. We're America. And there's a mm-hmm. culture here. And certain beliefs. So we have to demand better and do more. But the reality, I was looking last night at some of the numbers on the people who got him into office, and we got a problem on our hands. Fortunately, black people came through this time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They did not vote for him.
No.
You know, so black people, like, we got our issues, but on this particular one, we knew. But the ones who did get him in, no surprise, are affluent, white, high-income, progressive people who got him into office. That's one. But the other one that I think is a real concern is something I've been talking about for some time, and that's the middle and working class families.
Mm-hmm.
We feel squeezed. And the fact that Democrats and Republicans have been ignoring this group because no one really talks about the middle class is a problem. And he, this particular person, he tap danced on that nerve and they went for him.
Yeah, and I think it also shows you that it shows you the poor choices they have in New York City, huge
yeah.
New York City. And we, you know, they obviously need to work on getting better candidates. I know that there was a story that Curtis Sliwa, who's the Republican on there, who they say just does not have a chance. So I guess they were trying to negotiate with him to try to get him to endorse Mayor Adams. And he's saying, no, yeah, he won't do that.
Yeah, you know, listen, but we in Pennsylvania, we know all about our leadership trying mm-hmm. to force unlikable candidates down our throats. Hint, hint, yep. Dr. Oz, right? And look how that turned out. And, you know, and so whether it's on the Democrat side of the political aisle or the Republican, mm-hmm. we have a problem within the hierarchy of our respective leadership, party leadership, is that they think they know better. They're arrogant. They sit high. They look low. And they think they can just get anybody and shove them down the voter's throat. And that's not the case, as we saw here in Pennsylvania with Mehmet Oz and now with Cuomo, right? The granny killer, the one who got kicked out and, yeah. and had to leave his office as governor. They thought, oh, yeah, we'll take that guy and ram him down the people's throat. And that's not the case. I don't know if the party leadership will learn their lesson, but, you know, but we do have a problem. In addition to, I'm sure you probably talked about it, just the radicalization of the Democrat Party. And now they've created a beast that they can no longer control. And the beast has left the cave and now it's out here behaving in all kinds of ways, right? So it was okay when the Democrat Party radicalized our children. They applauded mental health instability. They made perpetual victims of our young people. But now, guess what? Those young people have grown up, and yep. now they're running for office, and they're kicking the party out. And so, you know, so these are very real issues. We've got a lot of issues in this country that we're going to have to contend with.
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, just looking at, like you said, always follow the money trail. Who is financing somebody like this? Because obviously it's not the business community. And that's the shame of it with New York City. I'm looking, I've already looked beyond the election. I'm just wondering, where are the media capitals? Where are they going to move? Because remember, even CNN used to be based in Atlanta. So everybody in the media, their headquarters, they're all HQ'd in New York City. So I have to wonder, are they going to move out? Is the financial center of the world, are they going to move out? Will they move to Stanford? Do you know what I mean? Like, where are they going to move? Because
they don't move to Pennsylvania. The last thing we need are more Democrats.
Right, exactly.
Go somewhere else or suffer the consequences of what you've created.
So what else you have? What else are you working on? What interests you, Kathy Barnett?
I put it out there on social media, and now I am in conversations. Hell has frozen over, apparently, because I am looking for how I can go into New York and come alongside of Mayor Adams right now. I mean, this is very crazy, and as much as I would relish watching Democrats suffer under the leadership of a Mamdani, whatever his name is. The reality is they're going to flee and they're going to come here with their stupid ideas because they don't learn the easy right way. They're going to come here and try to recreate themselves. Or, you know, New York City is just a test ground. Look at Europe right now. It all started in London with the Shiite Muslim there who became mayor. And so this will spread. This is not going to stop. And we need better people to come alongside it. We need to realize Shiite Muslims, they have a particular ideology. And that ideology, as you can see, is playing out in Iran right now. And so, you know, but the reality is we want to pretend that we're all the same and we all think the same and we all want the same. And that is not true. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about this Saturday on my show. What is true? And how can we say these things, begin to say these things out loud?
Well, Kathy Barnett, Kathy Barnett Show. Thank you, my friend. Next week, it'll be Kathy Barnett, 10 to noon every day right here. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, my friend. Blessings. Enjoy your time with your family.
Thank you so much.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.